Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Stay tuned after this episode of Observe and Report for a word from Starship Excelsior.
Sharp, call for you. It's the commander.
Patching through.
Special Agent Sharp, is this line secure?
Of course, Commander.
The activity picked up an EM signature in our outer atmosphere. It's a match to the one you've been chasing.
Is it headed our way?
I'm placing your team on standby in case it does.
Copy all. We'll be ready for contact.
You know the plan. We need one alive.
Roger that, sir.
One more thing. When you catch ET, don't try to communicate with it. Just bring it to me.
We'll go, Commander.
What was that about?
All right, everyone. Get ready for contact. For real this time.
Explain to me again how this maneuver is relevant to docking the shuttle.
I need to get a feel for how the ship reacts to my touch. The response of a real shuttle is different than the flight simulator.
And that barrel roll? That was for training purposes too, right?
Yeah.
You may be a better pilot than me, but you're never going to fly. I guess you can't help who your parents are.
Okay, Zuri, you've practiced enough. It's time to go back.
If you want it, you're going to have to be more than just a talented pilot.
Zuri? Hey, what are you doing?
You trust me, right?
If I say no, will you turn around?
Look, there's just something I need to do.
I must protest.
It's okay. I know what I'm doing.
What if we crash?
You mean what if I crash, don't you? That's exactly why I need to do this.
You don't have to prove anything to anyone.
I can't wait to see the dumb look on Jade's face when I get my license and she doesn't.
What was that?
Don't worry, it's not important.
Zuri?
I told you I can land the shuttle.
More like crash the shuttle.
That was not a crash.
Okay, you landed the shuttle. Congratulations. Now it's time to return to the canvas.
You're right. We should go back.
What's going on?
The engines won't fire.
We did impact the surface at an unusually high velocity. Perhaps the essential propulsion component has been dislodged.
Do you always have to talk like that?
Talking like this is how I remain calm. Would you prefer it if I had a mental breakdown right now?
Come on.
Disengage the engine. I'll inspect the exterior.
Hey, we should probably activate the cloaking field, right?
If you'd been listening, you would have heard me say the computer needs 3 days to finish calibrating, and it has to be connected to the canvas for that.
3 days? Nothing takes 3 days.
You think you could program the perfect algorithm to bend the entire EM spectrum around the shuttle from every possible angle simultaneously faster?
Okay, point taken. Wow, it's beautiful here.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Don't freak out.
Is it bad?
If we were aboard the canvas, it would be nothing. Here, I have no idea where I'm going to procure a replacement impulse conduction circuit.
Well, we'll just have to go ask someone.
This isn't time for jokes, Zuri. Wait, you're serious about interacting with a human?
We look virtually identical to them. As long as you let me do all the talking, it should be fine.
Section 1 of the Space Corps Governing Statute states, and I quote, contact with underdeveloped species is strictly forbidden. Strictly forbidden, it says.
But this is different. It's an emergency.
That's it! The emergency beacon.
Mira, wait!
What?
If Command finds out what I did...
What if they find out you interacted with humans, too?
What if they don't find out anything? You can fix this, right? Look, my next shift starts tomorrow at 0800. As long as we make it back before then, no one will know anything. That gives us 11 hours. You've got this.
I really think we should just activate the beacon. I'll tell them it wasn't your fault. That you were just trying to dock and the control system glitched out.
You and I both know they won't believe that.
Zuri, I don't want to make this any worse.
Then let's make it better. Come on, let's go find that electro thingy.
Impulse conduction circuit.
Is that not what I said? Ed's Discount Electronics. What do you think discount means?
I don't know, but if he distributes electronics, we might as well see what's available.
Thanks, Ed.
No problem, Carl. Hey, if he keeps acting up, just increase the voltage a couple of notches.
Will do. Hey, Cap! Ah. 301 West Pleasant Valley Road. Step on it.
Fascinating.
What?
Those yellow vehicles appear to be some primitive form of public transportation.
Come on.
Hi there, and welcome to Ed's Discount Electronics.
And collector's items. I've got Gorgonites, a Combat Carl, 2 Darth Vaders, and a 1963 G.I. Joe.
Just electronics. I told you, I'm not hawking your crap. We're having a sale today on used VHS players. Buy one, get one half off. Can I help you ladies find anything?
Wow, this place is a mess.
My anxiety has reached a new level.
What are you two wearing?
Huh?
Reinforced fabric alloy crew uniforms, obviously.
Bartholomew, Comic-Con people are here to see you.
That's not for another 3 weeks. Tell them I'll be right there.
They can hear you. Hey, don't mess the sale up.
Welcome to Ed's Discount Electronics and Collector's Items.
Just electronics.
Nice cosplay. Was there a convention today that I didn't know about?
Cosplay?
Convention?
What is he talking about?
I don't know. It must be pop culture stuff. Just act cool.
Yeah, there was a convention.
Well, it's not on my calendar, which is impossible because I'm subscribed to all of them, even that lame one that Kip tried to start on Long Beach. I told him, if you want me to help you promote it, I get to be Leonardo. But no, he said he wanted to be Leonardo, and everyone knows that there can't be two Leonardos, so I have to be Michelangelo. So you know what I did?
Do you see that thing you're looking for? Impulse conduction circuit.
Yeah.
Earth technology is different. We'll have to piece one together from random parts.
I'll talk to him while you gather supplies. Hey,
Bartholomew. But you can call me Barth for short. So tell me about this new convention. Was Ian there in his Master Chief armor?
Yep.
Manny with his Spider-Man suit?
Yeah.
Jenny in her Tomb Raider outfit?
She was there.
Huh. Well, that's odd, considering Jenny doesn't have a Tomb Raider outfit. She always goes as Wonder Woman. And her name isn't Jenny, it's Camilla. So why you lying to me, huh? And besides, Camilla would never go to a convention without inviting me. She's basically my girlfriend. Last month at Gateway, we were walking next to each other and our hands accidentally touched. She didn't say anything, but I could tell she wanted to hold my hand.
If you're attracted to her, you should tell her how you feel.
You really think I should? Wait, no changing the subject. What are you two really up to?
Okay, I'll tell you. But you have to promise to keep it a secret, okay?
My lips are sealed.
We're actually aliens from the planet Aletheia, and we're here to spy on Earth. We accidentally crash-landed our shuttle just north of the city, and we're looking for supplies to repair it.
That is the worst character backstory I've ever heard.
Okay, I think I can use components from these to fix the shuttle.
Let's see. Nintendo 64 controller, an old phone. Wow, it's a Razer. You know, you don't see those anymore. Network cables, an old computer mouse.
And one of these.
Snickers bar.
Zuri.
What? I'm hungry.
Make that two.
That comes to $23.59.
Great. Thanks, Barth.
You still have to pay for that.
Pay?
Yeah, you know, that thing you do when you buy stuff.
You still use a currency system? Fascinating.
Man, you guys are really good at staying in character. Have you taken actual acting classes?
Oh, yeah, we learn from the best.
Never mind, you are a terrible actress.
So what is it you need? Currency?
USD only.
Where do we get a USD?
Wait, you're serious, aren't you? Look, if you don't have any money, I'm gonna have to take this junk back.
We need this junk. Where do we find the USD?
Well, normally you would get a job. Then you would work at your job. Then your boss gives you a check.
We don't have time for all that. We need this now.
Sorry? No money? No junk.
Is there any faster way to get a USD?
Well, you could always go stand on the street corner, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. You'd have to show more. Like, a lot more. But you might catch someone's eye.
Show more what?
You know.
So we just stand on the street corner and someone will give us a USD?
Would you stop saying USD? It's just money.
You said USD.
Never mind that.
So just stand on the corner and someone will give us money?
There's a bit more to it than that.
Mira, he's talking about...
Hey!
How dare you?
What? You asked how you could make money fast.
Bard, are you trying to sell your garganelles again?
No wonder contact with humans is forbidden.
It's pronounced Gorgonites. It's disgraceful to pronounce it wrong.
Make the sale and move on to the next customer.
They're the only customers, Ed. Welcome to Ed's Discount Electronics and Collector's Items.
Just electronics.
How can I help you today?
Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'm having a problem with this toaster I bought from you guys.
Sorry.
And what seems to be the problem with the toaster?
Just come on.
It works too well. I like my toast a little bit burnt, but it keeps popping them out perfectly golden.
Hey, wait! You have to pay for that!
Sorry. Zuri, wait up. What are you doing? You just stole all that stuff.
We didn't have a choice. Besides, it's not like we're coming back here ever again.
You're going to regret this!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Carter, stay on the bird and provide sniper cover from the air. As soon as we touch down, Martinez and Watson will clear the inside of the craft and secure ET. I'll handle the locals. Jones, you stay on the bird too. I want a full spectrum scan.
I haven't had a chance to replace the IR system, but I can still monitor EM.
That'll have to do.
How do we even know they'll show up on EM?
We don't, but it's the best lead we have.
We finally gonna meet ET, boss?
If we do, you know the protocol. Take him alive for questioning.
And what if he shoots first?
Aim to disarm, not to kill.
Ugh, my feet are killing me.
Do you know how many Space Corps regulations you violated in the last 3 hours? We have to get back to our ship before 0800. If I don't show up to my shift, Dad will send someone looking for me.
The Dockmaster will unquestionably notice an absent shuttle when he arrives at 0600.
Okay, so we've got 7 hours. That's plenty of time to fix the shuttle and get back. See? Everything's working out!
Wait, what's that?
Is it coming from the shuttle?
The shuttle doesn't have flashing blue and red lights.
Been a sheriff for 32 years, Glenn. Seen some crazy things, but I ain't ever seen nothing like this.
What do you suppose it is?
Did you hear that? Let's see what's going on.
Zuri, stay down. It might be dangerous.
Humans. Looks like local law enforcement.
It's because you stole from that store.
Shh.
Whatever it is, looks like it crashed.
See? Crashed.
Some kind of airplane?
Nothing like any airplane I ever seen. Suppose it could be some sort of government experiment.
What do you suppose we do, Sheriff?
What's that sound?
Sounds like we're about to get some answers.
Zuri, we need to get out of here.
We're not going anywhere without that shuttle. Just wait.
Yeah, let's go, go, go!
Perimeter secure.
The hatch is still sealed. He's either still inside or the rotor wash blew his footprints away.
Let's introduce ourselves. Maybe he can help us.
Wait, I don't think they're friendly.
Good evening, gentlemen. Captain Sharp, United States Air Force. Did anyone here witness the crash?
Colonel Glenn Washington, United States Marine Corps, retired. This is my farm. I got home about an hour ago and I found this.
Exactly like this?
That's when I called the sheriff.
Brett Johnson.
Thank you for your service, gentlemen.
3, 2, 1,
flash out!
You know what's going on here, Captain?
What you see here is a failed test of a highly classified military prototype. I trust that two distinguished servicemen such as yourselves will be able to help us keep this under wraps.
I understand, Captain, but I still have to write a report.
Your report should be brief, indicating that you found a downed weather balloon and that it was cleaned up without incident. Due to the sensitive nature of the situation, I'm going to have to ask you to turn off your lights and vacate as soon as possible.
Well, all right then.
Sharp, that's a negative on contact.
Martinez, Watson, prepare the craft for transport. I want it covered. Carter, Jones, keep an eye out.
No sign of ET yet.
Did you hear that? They're going to take our shuttle. We need to do something.
Those men were armed and clearly searching for us. If we reveal ourselves, they could kill us.
One question for you, Captain.
What's that?
Where's the pilot?
It's an unmanned craft.
That's an awfully large door for a UAV, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a service hatch.
What's really going on here, Captain?
Look, Colonel, you understand what classified means, right?
You don't make it to Colonel without keeping a few secrets.
Good, because if this isn't a weather balloon, you and I are going to have a real problem. You understand me?
Are you threatening me, Captain?
This is a weather balloon. Say it.
I don't much like people telling me what to do.
Well, then how would you like Guantanamo? That's what I thought. Now, for your own safety, I'm going to have to ask you to vacate the premises. Jones, establish surveillance on our host.
On it.
Martinez.
Ready for exfil.
Let's load up.
Congratulations, Zuri. There goes our last chance of getting home.
How is this my fault?
I told you we should activate the emergency beacon.
Even if we had, the canvas wouldn't have made it here in time.
You don't know that.
So what do you want me to do? Apologize?
To start with.
Fine. I'm sorry.
You still think you're right.
And what about you, Miss Play It Safe, Never Take Risks, complaining every time something goes wrong? We could have solved this just now if you weren't so afraid.
Solve? More like get us killed.
At least I'm trying to find solutions.
To problems you started in the first place.
It was an accident.
Look, from now on, I make the decisions. Like it or not, we are calling the canvas.
Okay, fearless leader. And how exactly do you plan on doing that?
Thanks to you, we're going to have to improvise our own communicator. I might be able to use these components you stole to build one.
Sure, go for it.
Aren't you going to help me?
Aren't you worried I'll just mess it up?
Fine.
Thanks for listening to Observe and Report, starring Felicia Hebner as Zuri, Megan McMulkin as Mira, Jeff LaFortune as Agent Sharp, Tim Linton as Bartholomew, Ron Green as Glenn, and Andre DeMond as Martinez. Also featuring the voices of Tatiana Yerxa, Demetrius Watson, Michael Hoffert, Chris Roberts, Philip Trad, Madison Rowland, Caden Everett, Megan Froman, and Kimmy Anderson. This episode featured the song 2020 by Valerie Lorman, who can be found on Spotify and YouTube as Luvena the Scout. Also featured in this episode is the song With Your Love by J Tactics, whose music can be found on SoundCloud. That's spelled J Tactic 5. Observe and Report was produced, written, directed, and composed by Nate Fisher, and is also produced by Andre DeMond, Michael Tevis, Richard Fisher, Ann Fisher, and Kyle Manasco. For more information or to support Observe and Report, please visit our website at observeandreportpodcast.com. Please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes.
Something's not right about this.
Nothing is right about this.
Those soldiers knew exactly where to find the shuttle, even though no one told them. You don't find that odd?
So they tracked us on radar. The shuttle wasn't cloaked, remember?
There's more to it than that. They didn't seem surprised at all when they saw the shuttle. And how did they know how to open the hatch?
Ugh, come on, you obstreperous thing.
How's it coming along?
These Earth components are different from what I'm accustomed to.
No way.
Yeah, if only there was someone who could assist me.
Don't look at me. You know way more about this stuff than I do.
And if we ask a human to help us, they'll question what we're up to. We can't let anyone find out where we're from.
Hey,
What if it's someone that already knows we exist? You have someone in mind? Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Space. The final frontier.
That's it. That's as fast as she'll go.
Distance of the wave.
10,000 kilometers and closing.
A gigantic sphere just appeared the moment we crossed into it.
And what's that glowing orb at the center?
It's a star, Captain.
We're inside a Dyson sphere.
This is Captain Nyota Uhura, calling the other starship Excelsior.
These are the voyages of the... Oh, who am I kidding?
Can't you see you just walked into a trap?
We use an ancient gateway to explore the farthest reaches of the galaxy.
Helm, all stop! Turn and fight!
Too late! Gateway transition in 3, 2, 1!
To defend yourself, for I shall feed.
Who then? Who killed you all?
The dark! Machines in the dark!
Machines in the dark. The Borg.
That's the secret my unit has been guarding, Cadet. Not another invasion, but the promise of one.
Our assignment is to find out what we can and come back alive. The rest is rhetoric.
The thing about saber rattling is that there's no good way to stop it until somebody pulls a saber out.
We need the brave. We need the brilliant, or the Federation will fail.
So, history never forgets the name. Excelsior.
Or the name... Chekhov.
All hands, this is the captain.
2, 1.
Hit it.
Starship Excelsior, Star Trek fan production at starshipexcelsior.com or anywhere good podcasts are found.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.